Good morning. So as many of you know that we started a sermon series under the title Character Around Crucifixion. And during which time we are talking about different individuals who played a vital role during the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the first Sunday we talked about Lazarus who was raised from his death. And after that, religious leaders were so upset with Jesus and they were so scared of Jesus that they thought that they had to get rid of Jesus. And then on the next Sunday, we talked about Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus, who was one of his disciples. And then after that, we talked about Pontius Pilate, Roman governor, who condemned Jesus, even though deep down he knew that Jesus was innocent. And on the last Sunday, we talked about Peter, who denied Jesus three times. And if you remember from the beginning, we talked about the fact that Lazarus was raised from his death, and so he experienced resurrection. And then we are going to experience second resurrection when Jesus will be resurrected on Easter Day. But during this, between these two resurrections, there are so many troubles in Jesus' life. And we talked about the fact that how we have experienced God's resurrection in our spiritual life when we accepted Jesus Christ in our personal life, when our sins are forgiven, and we started to walk with God through Jesus Christ. And so that was the first resurrection, and then we will experience another resurrection in days and years to come. But in between, there are trials and temptation, and there are troubles in our life. And the way Jesus experienced God's help, the way Jesus was encouraged in different ways, dear people of God, the God's promise for us that we will be encouraged and we will be supported by God in our journey. Amen? And today we are going to talk about Simon of Cyrene. Now, with about him, we have just one verse. In fact, like in all three Gospels, we have one verse given to him. And so in one word, he is a very, very important character in the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. But at the same time, we don't have so much of information about him. But what we know about him is really, really good. When it comes to Judas Iscariot, we have lots of information about him. But almost all those information tells us that why we should not be like him. Whereas it comes to Simon of Cyrene, we have just few verses in the Bible about him. But it all tells us that why we should be like him. In other words, dear people of God, it tells us that it doesn't matter how long we live, how much information we live in this world. But the question is what kind of information we live in this world. Amen? What kind of life we live and what kind of example we live in this world. And I hope and I pray that as we study this character, as we study Simon of Cyrene, that we might be encouraged, we might be able to follow some of the footsteps, some of the things he has done for us and for the God and for the church at large. And Zerel, can you come and read scripture for us, please?
Our reading is taken from Mark 15, 21 to 24, the crucifixion of Jesus. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in front of the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see what each would get.
So, let's talk a bit about his pronunciation. In some of the languages, it's called Cyrene, and other people pronounce Cyrene. As long as we know that we're talking about the same person, it's all good. Amen? All right, okay. So, the first thing I want to talk about is that he was obedient to God the Father. He was obedient to God the Father. Now, Cyrene is the small place in Libya, so in Africa. And so Simon, he traveled all the way from Africa to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. Almost 300 BC, before Christ, 300 years ago, there was this, Alexander the Great, and his kingdom were divided into four different kingdoms. And the king who ruled Jerusalem and Libya at that time, his name was Platim. And he asked 100,000 Jewish people move from Israel to Libya in order to make sure that, you know, all the Jewish people are not at the same place at the same time, because then they could be such a great mighty people and eventually they might revolt against the kingdom. And so in those times, they would divide people in different places. So there are different groups of people living together, but they are not all with one mind. They are not with one idea. And therefore, the idea of revolt would be significantly less. And so again, around 100,000 of them were sent to Libya. And by this time, they have grown up. They have become such a mighty people. They have become fruitful. They have become rich people. And so every year, few people would come to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. And so this time, Simon from Kurene, from Syria, he is visiting Jerusalem. And when he is coming there, he is being obedient to God the Father, because he is believing in the fact that God has asked Jewish people to go once in their life to Jerusalem and celebrate Passover, during which time they will remember the fact that they have been freed by God from the slavery of Egypt almost 2,000 years ago. And so they are in a very, very interesting situation that they are slaves now of Romans and celebrating the freedom God gave them 2,000 years ago. Are you with me? It's almost like somebody who is, you know, once upon a time alcoholic and has, you know, have such a victorious life, like heaven, not drunk for a while, but now has found that person drunk again, but at the same time celebrating that, like, you know, hey, by the way, I'm celebrating my not drinking for the last 13 years. But at the same time, he's still drunk. And so these people are in a very, very peculiar circumstances. They are celebrating the freedom God gave them while they're actually in the slavery once again. But again, during this time of Passover, Roman people would make sure that they would have so many soldiers around them, making sure that nothing would go wrong, because at this time, the emotion of people were so heightened because they are remembering their freedom. And it was possible that during this time, one more time, there might be revolt against Roman governor and government. But again, Simon of Kurene, he's being obedient to God the Father, and he wants to be a good Jew. He wants to go and celebrate Passover. The second thing we know about him, that he's being helpful to God the Son, Jesus Christ. As Scripture told us, as we just read, that as they were bringing Jesus from the city, outside of the city to crucify him, Simon is going from outside into the city. And most likely, the scholar says, when Simon saw how they were crucifying or how they were insulting Jesus, how Jesus was being mocked, how Jesus was being, taken through such a difficult journey in his life, Simon had a pity on Jesus and he wanted to help out Jesus. And as soon as this Roman officer saw, he said, like, since you want to help him, why don't you carry his cross? And so Simon, being obedient to God the Father, now being helpful to God the Son, Jesus Christ. In so many ways, I'm sure that morning he had his plan. He wanted to go out in the city. Maybe he wanted to go and visit different places, because this might have been for the first time he is going to Jerusalem. He might be visiting his old friends. He might be visiting some of his relatives, whom he might have never seen before. And so he had his plan that morning, early in the morning, 6 o'clock most likely. And as he's going into the city, he's seeing something else. He sees somebody in need and seems like he's giving up his plans and he's ready to help the person in need. Almost a little bit like Good Samaritan. It tells us that the Samaritan, Good Samaritan, he was on his way for a business. But when he saw somebody lying out there in a need, he went out to help that person. His plans were changed for better. He was ready to go out and help somebody in need. And dear people of God, I want to encourage us that as we go out and help people in need, yes, sometimes we might have to change our plans. Sometimes we might have to give up our agenda for that day. And when we see somebody in need and when we go and reach out to that person, there is a possibility that we might be helping the Son of God himself. There is a possibility that we might be changing the direction of history. There is a possibility that that small encounter will change our life upside down. Remember, he came all the way from Libya to find God in Jerusalem. And in the process, God is meeting him on the way and almost trying to communicate him to that, you know, it is possible that you would go all the way to Jerusalem. It is possible that you would sacrifice and all that. But are you ready to change your plans? Are you ready to go out and help somebody in need? Maybe that is your sacrifice for today. Maybe that is your way of connecting with somebody in need. And maybe that is the way that today you will find God in your life. Amen? Dear people of God, let us be open and willing to go extra mile to help people in need. Because in the process, we might be opening ourselves for drastic and amazing blessings for us and for the larger community around us. And the third thing we know about him, that he was convicted and he was guided by the Holy Spirit. You see, in the Acts, we see the story where eventually Jesus is resurrected. He is going back to heaven and all his disciples are praying on the upper room. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes down. And the first time, Simon Peter, he goes out and start preaching. And the scripture says there were so many people from so many different nations and of different countries. And they started to hear for the first time gospel in their own languages. And there it says there were people from Libya. There were people from Kyrene. There were people from Cyrene. Most likely, Simon, the one who helped Jesus, had encountered with Jesus but still didn't understand the gospel as a whole. He realized that this person is different than anybody I've known in the past, because in the past I know people crucified, but every time when somebody is crucified, there is a title over their head and it tells us that what kind of crime this person has committed. It tells us that he is a thief, he is a murderer, he is a rebellious person, but on his forehead is a different title. It says, King of the Jews. It doesn't make sense. And when Simon was helping him, he realized that this person is different than anybody else I've known. On the cross, he made sure that he has forgiven sins of the people who are in the process of still crucifying him. He's been kind to people even at his worst stage of his life. And that had an impact on Simon. But still he didn't understand the gospel properly. And when Peter was preaching, most likely, dear people of God, then he understood the gospel. Then he understood God's plan for the humanity. And that's where he understood that he needed to accept Christ in his life. Not only the person whom he helped a few days ago, but he is the Savior of the world. And from then on, his life was changed. And in book of Romans and again in the book of Acts, there are scripture which tells us that how he became instrument to bring gospel back to North Africa, in Libya. And how his two sons, Rufus and Alexander became leader in Rome. And how St. Paul at one point, when he's greeting Rufus, he's telling that also greet my mother and also the mother of Rufus. He's basically saying that Rufus' mother, the wife of Simon Kyrene, has become a mother to me, spiritual mother. In other words, through this person's life, the church has started in Africa. It started to grow and ministry was taking place. Just one small encounter, dear people of God, can change your life and my life. And I encourage us this morning that let us be open for that encounter. Amen? Let us be obedient to God the Father. Let us help God the Son. Let us be guided by God the Holy Spirit. And let us be influence of God in the world where God has placed us. Let us close our eyes and pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for your goodness in our lives. Help us to learn from Simon of Kyrene, Lord. Help us to be obedient to your Holy Scripture. Help us to go out and help people, that when we see somebody in need, we are ready to go and willing to help that person. And help us to depend upon the Holy Spirit for Holy Spirit guidance in our lives, for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, that Lord, Holy Spirit will reveal God's truth to us through the Scripture. And help us to be the agent of blessing within the church and outside of the church, within our community. Just one small encounter with you has a possibility to change the life we live. Because before you, we meet with you, Lord, we could be selfish, self-centered, living for ourselves. But when we encounter you, when we come to know you, when we see you in action, when we see your character in action, when we see you forgiving sins of the people, those who are still in process of crucifying you, Lord, it changes us. It should change us and make us people who are obedient to you and to learn from you and to be like you in the way we live. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.